This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello there, Vinny.
Good morning.
Nice to see your beautiful face today.
Oh, thank you. Nice to see you, too. We lost the sailor. Did you hear the language coming out of that room?
No.
You didn't hear that?
No, what happened?
Use that with the bleep and bleep, bleep.
I wouldn't have noticed
bleep,
it, probably.
Yeah, you. What's going on in there, sailor? The language was unbelievable.
Hang on, she's got to get her headphones all unwrapped.
F and S thing.
Jeez.
You didn't hear that?
No.
Good grief.
I'm telling you, I wouldn't have even noticed it, I'm sure.
You're used to it.
Well, and also, I mean, that's, you know, I don't know how we keep it separate.
You know what? I don't even want to acknowledge it. That's how completely annoyed I am.
You have to now, though. I gotta know what it is.
No, it's just like, shut up, you bleeping whiter. Like, go away.
Oh, my
just
God.
Just go.
What is happening?
Is it a texter? Oh.
Oh, it is?
I'm shocked to hear that.
Oh, my God, you bleeping whiner. What have you been whining about?
I just...
That's I thought it was the printer.
Yeah, I mean, right.
By the way, that brand new printer...
Oh, the head's going.
She like, did chicken head,
keeps,
everybody.
Keeps, like, saying, was it? It just says
the paper
jammed,
door is
right?
open?
It's jammed. It's a brand new printer, but every day it jams.
Oh.
That's what I thought we were talking about. Yeah. I had no idea.
Well, that was earlier, Vinny. Thing. That was earlier. You should have heard me earlier on that one.
I haven't even noticed that you've been upset today.
And just, strings of it coming
hot.
Out of that room.
I'm just so annoyed today, and I just feel like... I felt sad and bad about the world, and just like, man, the news today, Vinny, as I'm getting the news ready, it's all bad.
Yeah.
It's all bad. I'm like, let's try to, I go, Vaughn, here, try to find some fun, happy news, because everything's bad.
It's horrible. And it seems like every 20 minutes, there's some new incident.
I mean, there's a China explosion a few minutes ago. Explosion rocks kindergarten in eastern China. Casualties reported. Blast occurred at gate as children left school.
Oh, my God.
Like, I know there's other things out there. There's lots of good stuff. I just feel annoyed.
It gets overwhelming.
We need to do our prayer.
Oh, a little prayer?
Today. We try to say a prayer every morning.
Let's say a little prayer right now. Because I have to say, even as I was pulling in listening to the news this morning, I sighed and felt super depressed and thought...
You did?
Yes. I feel like I'm getting beaten over the head with everywhere I turn, every place on earth, there's all these horrible things happening. Yeah. And I felt like, oh, God, I can't wait to just... be on the air and not talk about this stuff. And here we are.
So okay, Human, do a quickie.
Do a quickie.
Public prayer.
Just right. Bring it up.
Do I get 1 minute?
No, that's too long. 30 seconds.
Why do we have to negotiate how much time? Just
30 seconds.
Just make us all feel better.
Starts now.
Father, you are sacred and holy, and we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, give me the words. Lord God, I really just pray, give us a peace that transcends all understanding. Give us a joy in our face that draws people to us. Give us wisdom. Always protect this morning show, no matter what comes against it. Let us stand strong, protect this family, and please let our show be amazing every single day. Protect each and every one of us and all our families and every listener that listens to
this
station. In Jesus' name, amen.
One.
Right.
Damn. Good job.
That's solid.
I'll tell you a story of triumph.
Okay. Oh my God, a story of triumph.
Well, I mean, it's really not, but let's try and turn this around,
all
everyone.
All right.
I don't know how long ago it was. I want to say. Oh, I do know how long ago it was. It was on my birthday.
Okay.
April 12th.
I'm hauling down the freeway, and I got a speeding ticket.
Okay.
Oh, on your birthday?
On my birthday.
Did they even go, oh, today's your birthday,
no,
son?
No, I didn't even talk to the guy. I don't, you know what?
You don't engage. Here's my stuff.
I don't want no trouble. I'm going to make this worse for myself, I'm sure.
All right. So far, the story's not lifting us up.
Just the look on my face or one S-y thing out of my mouth, condescending thing. Was I? Yes. Should I? Probably not, but go ahead. Do it. Write it. Hand it over. Let me get on my way. All right, so I got the ticket. It sucks. But I go to the website, I pay the ticket along with the money that it cost to get traffic school.
Mm-hmm. What is that, like $100?
I don't know.
Bucks?
Whatever it costs, though, I just paid it because I just want to do the traffic school and get it off my record
and
get
on
with my life.
Or?
You do it online. Mm-hmm. And as I am with my little lists, I checked it off like that day.
Let's get her done.
Done. It's right. Done. Okay, I paid the ticket. I'll wait for the thing to come in the mail, and then I'll go from there. Well, I put it on, like, sort of the back burner.
Yeah. Well, you'd done what you could.
Right. The traffic ticket, back burner, traffic school. Eventually, that's going to come, and I'll deal with it then. I swear to you, yesterday, it hit me like lightning. I went, wait, I haven't done traffic school yet. Why haven't I gotten the stuff in the mail, and I just went to the... I just got this itchy...
Mm-hmm. It's been 2 months.
What the...
Right.
I pull it up and it says, you will not be getting any information in the mail. So I clearly didn't read the thing as I should have. Mm-hmm. And it just says, go sign up. You enter the traffic ticket number or whatever and do your traffic court. And I was like,
do you have the traffic ticket number?
I went and found the ticket. The expert or the last date I could do traffic school was today.
Oh.
And this was yesterday.
Oh my God.
I just went, I'm looking at the dates. 6:15.
You're like, wait.
6:15. And I'm like, you're not going to believe this. I got, my kids running around in circles. And I thank God. I don't know why.
You just got a feather up your butt.
I just got a
little tickle.
A little tickle. And there I was racing through traffic school. Got it done. Sent it in, the enter.
Yep.
Boom. Triumph.
All right.
One day to spare.
What would have happened if
Good
you didn't
job,
do it?
Vinny.
If you don't get it done in the dates provided, I'm sure you could probably go into court and petition them for more time,
that's the reason why you went online, so you didn't have to do all that.
Oh, and listen, I think I'd take the point on my record before I'd give a day over to the court.
Right.
Like, you've done that, right? You just go.
No, I haven't gotten a ticket in probably 15 years.
Wow.
Not
well,
come at.
anyone who's been to court knows it's
a whole day.
If you want to throw a day away.
Right. Yeah. Go to court.
Go to the DMV. Go do these types of things where you're just caught up in it and at the mercy of.
Right.
Even a doctor appointment, you can just kind of shine on a day or an afternoon.
It is true. These things eat your life.
Yeah. And that's why they'd rather you pay for this stuff, because they know you don't
want
to.
Yeah. Well, they don't want you there either. Look, they got plenty of stuff to do. They have plenty of people to see at
court. I have more time than money, so I'll go spend the day as opposed to spending $300 or whatever. Like,
right.
I'm in. Okay.
You are?
Yeah, if I have to. I have more time than money. I don't have that much money, but I got more time.
Yeah.
So I'll go spend a day. I'll go spend a day rather than pay $300.
Mm.
And I got this hookup.
Did you bring a flask in there?
Oh my God.
No. Pass the time.
Jeez.
If it were just the time, I think I might go do that. It's also the frustration of, am I even in the right place? And will anyone answer my question?
Am I on that log? Nope. Next courtroom.
Oh.
No.
They have logs outside the courtroom?
Yeah, they have your name and your number. And right, Bryn? You know what I'm talking about.
I sure do, yeah.
Oh.
I go there looking for my family members. Oh, my cousin's here. That's him.
Oh, cool.
All right.
Anyway.
The only time I've ever gone to court is for jury duty.
What?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You're such a good lady.
Well, when
You're
I was...
amazing, Sarah.
Yeah, I know. Thanks. When I was little, when I was 19, I got in a really bad car accident, and I did have to go to court for that. But my dad was, handling all that, Yes, Vinny, your hands up.
Remember when you were a cokehead?
Yes.
You never got in trouble for that at all?
No.
You never were in a house when the cops showed up and had to run for your life and also somehow pocket enough of the stash that it was nothing?
Nothing.
What?
No. I've never been arrested. I mean, Jesus, knock wood. I hope to keep this streak going, dude. I'm trying to live my life in a very...
bubble.
In a bubble. Thank you. My bubble is super comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Good for you.
Smells fresh in here. It's like, you know, it's nice.
Anyway, I pulled it, everyone. The
good
traffic
for you.
School's
good
done.
Job.
I got emailed the certificate that says traffic school's done has been mailed to the DMV and the San Mateo County court system, and I'm
done. You should print that out.
Oh,
just
I took
for your records.
And they're taking pictures on my computer.
Right.
You bastard.
I did this.
Right, exactly.
I'll show you.
It's like the tests here that we take here. You have to print out the certificate
of
completion.
It's like, no, I did it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, so
let there be no mistake.
Right.
It is just like those two because I skipped right through the first. Because you do 15 quizzes, mm-hmm. little quizzes, and then you do the final. So any of their each little groupings.
Yeah.
So I skipped right through, hit start, you know, start the test. You have 3 minutes and 59 seconds before you can take this test. I'm like, you mother. So I just got the phone timer, set it, and waited.
Oh, you'd gone so fast through the beginning that it was...
I didn't need to read the stuff. I got 100% on everything without reading
Vinny,
one thing.
Had you have read the last time you were there, you would have known that you had a certain amount of time and you were not going to receive anything in the mail.
This weird trust in yourself is, yeah.
Might want to take a minute and read through some crap.
Okay, well, good point. You got me. Except I did get 100% on every... No, I didn't
all
miss
right.
one thing. Mm-hmm. Not one.
Good.
It's really... If you drive and pay attention... And understand
it's
most
mm-hmm.
of it's right there before you.
How long did it take the test?
Couple
with
hours.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Hey, what are those coming up to?
They just parking brake you. Oh. They just, you're not moving forward.
Right.
You're not ready. I'm like, I'm ready. Trust me. I'm so ready. It really, it's all common sense stuff. I feel like if you're flunking that stuff,
then really, what are you doing driving?
You should be on
no,
the road.
No wonder you're getting tickets.
Why do you have to take yours, Bryn?
Speeding.
All right.
That one time.
Oh, here in the city on your way to work?
Yeah, those two times.
Yeah. I know, you did get
two. In a month.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were these the commutes from Millbrae?
They were the commutes from San Francisco to here in the morning.
At
4:45 or something like that. It was great.
That's weird, too, because city cops usually let a lot go.
Yeah. Right.
Well, they were really nice about it. They were like, don't worry about it. Just contest it and you'll be fine. Just pay the fee. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm going to give you a break. I'm like, giving me a break would be not giving me this ticket, bro.
Not pulling me over, making me late for work.
Yeah.
Well,
give me a break is a high five. High five me and be on your way.
Right.
Hey, someone wrote in as we were starting the show, sort of on a down, and they said, guys, it's Warriors Day. What is wrong with you people? It is Warriors Day.
It is.
It is. The parade's today.
There's an up. There's another up.
It's very exciting.
I pulled off traffic school in the nick of time,
right.
And
Two
it's
million
Warriors Day.
People are going to go over to Oakland for the parade. And they say, bring your water. It's going to be super hot.
Mm.
Although tomorrow's going to be even 10 more degrees hotter everywhere than today.
And through the weekend, it's going to be crazy.
You know what? It's not as bad on the weekend as it is on work nights.
I know.
Mm. I'm actually...
You're not worried about getting to sleep.
Oh, even last night was hot. And if it's going to be hotter tonight...
Yeah.
I took an ice cold shower right before I got in bed.
Oh.
I mean, I didn't take a shower in the sense that I just got in freezing cold, like just barely on enough to turn the water on, but freezing. Cooled all the way down and then went and got in bed.
I took a shower, too, right before bed just to wipe the sweat away.
Yeah.
Do you feel
a little grubby and gritty at the end of one of these sweaty days. Just like, ugh. Even the clothes, when you peel them off, you're just like, ugh. That's
get off me.
Didn't even do anything, and that's disgusting.
You didn't do anything yesterday? What about the garden?
I did do some stuff in the garden yesterday, but the my main focus yesterday was nursemaid.
Oh,
my
kid. How did that go?
It seemed to go smoothly. We have some hilarious video. The David after dentist is real, you know.
So you gonna post that?
No, he won't.
What?
He
said, we need to go viral. Come on!
It's not funny. It's funny to me because it's my kid.
What did he say?
Just he's just loopy as anything, and just laughing and just so happy. Aww. So he's yesterday. Of course, I had my phone with me the whole day as I'm out doing stuff in the backyard. And every 5 minutes, I got to come in, take off my work boots, go in there, change his ice packs. Bring him his, he's eaten, he can't eat anything, or he didn't yesterday. He could only have, smoothies and stuff with no seeds. But it's a chore taking care. Even when it's your kid, you're just like, man, you're demanding. Mm. And then he was worried all day because Dad's leaving. Dad left last night.
All right. So he's going fishing?
He's going to New Orleans for his fishing trip. He's thrilled to get out of there. Like, oh, my God, that kid is needy.
They're fishing the Gulf, huh?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, listen, I don't even question it. It does seem gross.
All right.
It's because everything you hear about the Gulf sounds bad.
Oh, I just heard a dude died from the flesh-eating.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Got a tattoo, went in there, and now he's dead.
All right. Well, people's vacations. I stay home, and, I'm sure some people are like, what are you doing?
Go do stuff. We live in vacation land.
We live in paradise. Remember that.
All right, KLSC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's going to be a good one. Let's make it a good one.
Yay.
I think the prayer brought us all together, Hooman, so thank you.
Good job.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.